like the air around me. It's like the sunlight on my face. I feel the love of God surround me. I am touched by amazing grace, and all I ever wanted, and all I ever needed, was already there. Closer than the sunlight, nearer than
welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Love Only Knows Love. The hymns are 175, 270, and 356. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, correlative passage from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scripture, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, and also miscellaneous writings. The Bible, Matthew. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Judge not, that ye be not judged. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publican so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And Science and Health, page 340. The first commandment is my favorite text. It demonstrates Christian Science. It inculcates the triunity of God, Spirit, Mind. It signifies that man shall have no other spirit or mind but God, eternal good, and that all men shall have one mind. One infinite God good unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man, ends wars, fulfills the scripture, love thy neighbor as thyself. And miscellaneous writings, excerpts, page 8. Love your enemies. Who is thine enemy that thou shouldst love him? Is it a creature or a thing outside thine own creation? Can you see an enemy, except you first formulate this enemy, and then look upon the object of your own conception. What is it that harms you? Can height or depth or any other creature separate you from the love that is omnipresent good, that blesses infinitely one and all? Simply count your enemy to be that which defiles, defaces, and dethrones the Christ image that you should reflect. Whatever purifies, sanctifies, and consecrates human life is not an enemy, however much we suffer in the process. Shakespeare writes, "Sweet are the uses of adversity." Jesus said, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." The Hebrew law with its "thou shalt not," its demand and sentence can only be fulfilled through the gospel's benediction. "Then blessed are ye, insomuch as the consciousness of good, grace, and peace comes through affliction rightly understood, as sanctified by the purification it brings to the flesh." To pride, self-ignorance, self-will, self-love, self-justification. "Love thine enemies" is identical with "thou hast no enemies." Wherein is this conclusion relative to those who have hated thee without a cause? Simply in that those unfortunate individuals are virtually thy best friends. Primarily and ultimately, they are doing thee good far beyond the present sense which thou canst entertain of good. "We have no enemies. Whatever envy, hatred, revenge, the most remorseless motives that govern mortal mind, whatever these try to do, shall work together for good to them that love God." Why? Because he has called his own, armed them, equipped them, and furnish them defenses impregnable. Their God will not let them be lost, and if they fall, they shall rise again, stronger than before the stumble. The good cannot lose their God, their help in times of trouble. If they mistake the divine command, they will recover it, countermand their order, retrace their steps, and reinstate his orders, more assured to press on safely. The best lesson of their lives is gained by crossing swords with temptation, with fear and the besetments of evil, insomuch as they thereby have tried their strength and proven it. Inasmuch as they have found their strength made perfect in weakness, and their fear is self-immolated. This destruction is a moral chemicalization, wherein old things pass away and all things become new. This is the advent of spiritualization. Heaven comes down to earth, and mortals learn at last the lesson, "I have no enemies." Even in belief, you have but one, that not in reality. And this one enemy is yourself. Your erroneous belief that you have enemies, that evil is real. Love is the fulfilling of the law. It is grace, mercy, and justice. Love meets not out human justice, but divine mercy. We must love our enemies in all the manifestations wherein and whereby we love our friends. Must even try not to expose their faults, but to do them good whenever opportunity occurs. If special opportunity for doing good to one's enemies occur not, one can include them in his general effort to benefit the race. Because I can do much general good to such as hate me, I do it with earnest special care, since they permit me no other way, though with tears have I striven for it. When smitten on one cheek, I have turned the other. I have but two to present. I would enjoy taking by the hand of all who love me not, and saying to them, I love you, and would not knowingly harm you. Because I feel thus, I say to others, hate no one. For hatred is a plague spot that spreads its virus and kills at last. If you have been badly wronged, forgive and forget. Never return evil for evil. And above all, do not fancy that you have been wronged when you have not been. The present is ours, the future, big with events. Every man and woman should be today a law to himself, herself. A law of loyalty to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Unless one be watchful and steadfast in love, one's temptation to sin are increased 100-fold. Mortal mind at this period mutely works in the interest of both good and evil in a manner least understood. Hence the need of watching and the danger of yielding to temptation from causes that at former periods in human history were not existent. The action and effects of this so-called human mind in its silent arguments are yet to be uncovered and summarily dealt with by divine justice. In Christian Science, the law of love rejoices the heart, and love is life and truth. We should measure our love for God by our love for man, and our sense of science will be measured by our obedience to God, fulfilling the law of love, doing good to all, imparting so far as we reflect them truth, life, and love to all within the radius of our atmosphere of thought. And miscellany, admonition, and counsel, what our leader says. Beloved Christian Scientists, keep your mind so filled with truth and love that sin, disease, and death cannot enter them. It is plain that nothing can be added to the mind already full. There is no door through which evil can enter, and no space for evil to fill in a mind filled with goodness. Good thoughts are an impervious armor. Clad therewith, you are completely shielded from the attacks of error of every sort. And not only yourselves are safe, but all whom your thoughts rest upon are thereby benefited.
There's quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough
together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.